Ann Snyder, Vice Chair of the Bureau Budget Committee and Member of the
Citizen of Art, Member of the
Mark Sansucci, City Council.
Doug McGee, Member of the
Paula Cottrell, Bureau Budget Committee.
Josh Carrillo, Staff, City of Beaverton.
Cadence Petro, Staff, City of Beaverton.
Tyler Arson, Staff Liaison for Bureau. And just real quick, we have mics tonight, so in order to pick it all up, and we may have Kate on the line, so she can hear us, just ask you to put that green light on.
Good evening, Sheriff Sweeney, Bureau Executive Director.
Good afternoon, Patrick O'Clair, the Treasurer for the Beaverton Redevelopment Agency.
I'm Dave Waffle, I'm the Assistant Finance Director.
I'm Bill Kirby, Legal Counsel for the
Okay, so wasn't heard on the recording, Kate Arnold, City Councilor, is on the phone and joining us by phone.
She may.
Pardon?
She might be.
Oh, she may. I thought she was already. Excuse me. The next item on the agenda will be the election of Bureau Budget Committee officers for the hearing tonight, Chair and Vice Chair. I'd like to recognize Councilor Mark Sansucci.
Yes, in a moment of heat stroke, I agreed to make a motion to nominate Scott Winter to be the Chair of the Bureau Budget Committee for this year and to nominate Ann Snyder to be the Vice Chair of the Bureau Budget Committee for this year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that Scott and Ann be elected Chair and Vice Chair. Any discussion? Any other nominations? All in favor say
Sorry, who seconded that?
Doug Menke seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Only the nominees were opposed. All right, at this point, then I now turn over the Budget Committee hearing to Scott to conduct the remainder of the meeting. Scott?
Thank you, Jim. How do I turn this on?
There it is.
Okay. So our first official business in 2018 is approved the minutes for 2017. Are there any changes?
I'll move that the minutes be accepted as submitted.
Second. Moved and seconded. Any comments? Seeing none, do I have a motion? All those in favor say aye. Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
Motion passes unanimously. Okay, next up, visitors' comments. I don't have any yellow cards, so I think we'll just move right along past that. We're going to conduct a formal hearing, public hearing right now, on the proposed budget for the Beaverton Urban Renewal Agency for 2018-19. I'd like to have a staff. Do you have any comments?
Yes. Good evening. I'd be happy to make some comments about the proposed budget and talk a little bit about where we've been and where we're going in the next couple of years. This is a particularly important year for Bureau because our resources are growing and they're ample, and they're going to enable us to undertake some pretty significant projects over the next couple of years. I think all of you have received a copy of the Bureau 5-Year Action Plan, and this is something that the Bureau Board adopts annually, which helps to guide and direct the projects and the programs and activities that we undertake, and it also is a really important tool for us as we prepare the annual budget. So for Bureau, it's really full speed ahead at this point in time. I think you can see the handiwork of Bureau just by looking out that window right now, and we are experiencing a significant amount of change here in our downtown area, and this is one of the fundamental goals of the Urban Renewal Redevelopment Plan when it was adopted. So tonight, to guide your discussion and understanding of all the budget line items, I'd like to put a little framework in place to talk about what has brought us to this point. The city has adopted a number of plans and strategies over the years, including the Community Vision, the Creekside Master Plan, the Civic Plan, as well as numerous other planning planning documents that help lead us to the direction that we're going. And currently, we have another major initiative underway called the Downtown Design Project. And I know some of you have participated in events and have had presentations at the Planning Commission on it. I think that this is going to be one of the most significant planning and implementation tools that we adopt over the next year. Our financial condition in the district is strong. Patrick will speak with you more about that later, but kind of in shorthand, we can note that over the last 4 years, our tax increment resources have essentially doubled. So this is a healthy district, and we're on track to be able to achieve the maximum indebtedness that was proposed to the public when the urban redevelopment plan was approved by them. We have a number of major categories of projects and activities. Land acquisition has been and will continue to be a major source of our resources and our energy. We know that by acquiring property, we can help guide and direct the kinds of development that we want to see in our community. And of course, our goal isn't to buy everything ultimately. Our goal is to seed the market with those kinds of projects that are relevant to our plans, that are financially successful, and then hopefully will encourage and incent other private development activity to follow. Currently, Bureau and the city own 5 sites here in the Beaverton Central area and 1 property in Old Town. Housing affordability is a key topic we spend a lot of energy on. There's a key need in our community. So as you'll see in the budget, we have proposed spending $300,000 on affordable housing for land acquisition, loans or grants to projects. It's not going to solve our crisis, but it's a step forward in the right direction. We hope to continue operating a wide variety of storefront, tenant improvement, and pre-development programs over the next year. I think it almost can go without saying that they are having the intended effect that we had hoped that they would have. And it's wonderful to see how small investments by the public can leverage private investment and really begin to change the character and the urban feel of our downtown. To date, let me give you a couple of interesting statistics. To date, we have funded 56 storefront grants and 19 tenant improvement grants. And these are matching grants, so we're not just giving away money. The private sector has to invest as well. On the storefront side, our leverage is for every dollar we spend, the private sector spends $1.74. And on the tenant improvement side, for every dollar that we spend, the private sector spends $4.38. That's pretty significant leverage for those resources, which of course supports businesses, support the vitality that we're trying to achieve, and it helps to grow our tax increment within the district. We'll also continue on with the pre-development grant program. This is where we provide essentially a matching grant to property owners or businesses who are interested in doing a development feasibility study. But a lot of times this is a pretty scary thing for people because they're not necessarily developers and they're not architects and they're not contractors. So this is a way of having them take that first step forward and think through what they might want to do with their business or their property. And we bring in talented professionals, development professionals, to work with us and these businesses to ensure that the product that ultimately is conceived is viable and meets the needs of our client. Right outside our back door, we have the recently opened BG Food Cartel. Yeah. Dominic, thank you so much for your family's commitment and investment in that project. It's clearly one of the most exciting things to happen in this area over the last several years. But what some of you may not realize that actually the nugget of the idea came from our Bureau program. We called it our placemaking. We wanted to incent a food cart pod because we knew the community very much wanted it. And it might have been slightly self-serving since we work right across the street from it. But we enjoy it immensely. It opened this past February, 31 food carts, and I can tell you the amount of foot traffic in this vicinity has grown geometrically. It's just fun to watch the families, people's coming over for lunch, and you see all the different corporate uniforms and buttons on their jackets. So it really is a community gathering place, and thank you so much. You did a lovely job with that project.
Thank you.
Next year, we'll be doing a placemaking grant again. We have one program in the process right now, and we've just received 19 applications. And this round of placemaking, we want to focus more on events in the community, bringing more events and activities to the downtown area so people can see and take advantage of all of these wonderful new businesses. I have a few other updates I'd like to give you just to help kind of set the table for a wide variety of development activity in the community. We're involved in most of it, but not all of it financially. I think many of you are familiar with the Crescent Trail project, which is a hard surface trail connecting the Beaverton Transit Center with the Beaverton Central Light Rail Station. People have made that trek over the years on kind of dangerous, dirty, muddy, heavily wooded areas, and we are now having the opportunity to not only clean up the stream bank, but to bring a wonderful trail to the heart of Beaverton Central. We see the Rise under construction out here, 230 units. We have a Marriott Hotel over by 217 and Canyon Road, which is projected to open in September of this year. The Cracker Barrel opened a couple months back, so significant new investment in our community with no direct bureau funding. Sierra Hills Crossing, the shopping center just up the road here, is in phase four of redevelopment. It's a five-phase proposed project. I think you've probably all been to the new restaurants and the new services that are provided there. It's really a wonderful, fresh phase for that shopping center. And just down the road to the east on Beaverton Hillsdale Highway, Kaiser Permanente has a major state-of-the-art 21st century healthcare facility under construction. That will be opening later this year, and we're delighted that they've chosen Beaverton for their first project prototype of this type. We have some other development happening in the vicinity. I think some of you are really aware of it. We have a proposed Hyatt House Hotel that will be begin construction this fall right outside our front door. Currently, Bura owns that property, and we selected a development team about a year and a half ago, and they're in for land use approvals at this point in time. So that project looks like it's moving full steam ahead. Beaverton Center for the Arts and the associated parking garage will be just north of the condos here at the Round, and it is well into the design process. We'll talk a little bit more about that later. The Beaverton Center for the Arts would be a city-owned facility. The parking garage associated with it would be a Bura-owned facility, and it is proposed to be the first major investment from the Bura. We're also working in our major employment area, the Western Avenue area. Bura has expended funding on design of streetscape improvements. We're focused on an area that doesn't have sidewalks and doesn't have bike lanes to try to add to the mobility of that particular employment area. A lot more going on, but the last thing I think I'd like to really mention to you is to call out how much we appreciate the funding of the parking manager position in this year's budget. It was a big topic of conversation last year at the Budget Committee and at the Bureau Board. We hired a staff person last July. Her name is Molly Rabinowitz. She will be seeing and hearing more from her in the coming months. We're really excited about the parking inventory work she's doing to help us put together a strategy for how we manage parking, not only at the parking garage, but manage parking in the downtown area. So in summary, what we're looking at for next fiscal year is a continuation of many of the programs that we've had underway the last few years. They're successful, they're having impact, and they're creating the type of urban environment that we've been dreaming of. We'll continue with land acquisition, and we'll continue to see some of our major capital projects through fruition. Again, Western Avenue, BCA, and the parking garage out here. I think with that, I'd like to turn it over to Patrick O'Claire, our treasurer, and have him walk you through our proposed budget, and then as staff, we'd be happy to answer any questions you have about specific line items in the proposed budget.
Thank you, Cheryl. Dave, do you want to go ahead and pass those two documents? Dave's going to be handing out a couple of documents that I think might be of interest to the committee for tonight's presentation. I'm not going to go over the in your budget packet the goals and objectives. I anticipate that many of you have read that. And so I was going to go right into kind of the budget as we see it today. And we're going to go to pages, I think it's 12 and 13. It looks like this in your budget document. This is what we call a roll-up of the Bureau Activity of Funds, and the Bureau Activity Funds consists of three separate entities. There's the Bureau General Fund, the Bureau Capital Projects Fund, and the Bureau Debt Service Fund, and so this is a roll-up of all of three of those funds together. The third column in from the left is the budgeted budget for this fiscal year. And as you can see on both the first page and the second page, the budget that we had established for this year was about $12.7 million. That was based upon a little bit more aggressive tact on seeing the parking garage come to fruition. Right now, they're still working on the design phase of it. And so if you take a look on the page 12, the second line from the bottom, it's entitled Non-Revenue Seats. There's $6.255 million there. That was to draw down on the line of credit that we have with Key Bank. And we decided not to draw down on any more of the line of credit on the $19 million line of credit. We intend to kind of save that purely solely for the parking garage. And so what we are planning to do this year under a revised budget for this fiscal year, you can see on the second from the right-hand side, the estimates for this year, we've dropped our budget down to about $8.7 million on the estimated, really taking out the $6.255 million worth of money that we're going to draw down the line of credit. Instead, we're going to use what we call daylight loans, and those daylight loans work like this. The city's general fund loans the capital project fund money, and then the next day the Bureau General Fund transfers money to the Bureau Debt Service Fund, and that debt service fund then repays the city's general fund. And the reason we do this is because Bureau revenues can only be spent on its operations of the general fund and for financing of capital projects. And the way that we're getting around the financing is to do these one-day loans. And so it's almost an instantaneous process where we borrow money from the city's general fund, it goes into the debt to the capital projects fund, it can build the project, and then the general fund of Bureau transfers money to the debt service fund repays the general fund. So that's the way that we can use what we call the tax increment for building the capital projects, these smaller ones. So we're really focused on changing this year's budget to get the parking garage up to what we call construction bid document design phase. And that is designed so that the Beaverton Center for the Performing Arts can bring forward its financing and public fundraising site alongside the parking garage, because right now those two facilities have to be built together because they're designed as one to work as one unit. And so we can't proceed with the parking garage until the Beaverton Performing Arts Center has its funding and financing in place. And so for now, we're going to be kind of on a holding pattern once we get through the design phase. And so when I walk you through the budgets for this next year, it's designed to get the parking garage up to its construction document design phase. And then we've also put some funding in there for limited land acquisition. We'll walk through that. So the proposed budget for next year for Bureau, it's the very last column on pages 12 and 13, is at $9,470,611. So now we're going to go into the details of each one of those. So if we could flip to the next page, this is the general fund of the Bureau suite of funds. And this first page is the revenues coming into the Beaverton Urban Renewal General Fund. And to just concentrate on the column to the
to the right, we are planning to begin the year with about $3.4 million in cash. And about three lines down, you'll see division of tax increment revenue of $3.6 million. So we anticipate we'll be receiving $3.6 million of tax increment revenue. And as Ms. Tweedy mentioned, if you were to go all the way to the left, you'll see 2 years ago, we received $1.4 million. Last year, $2 million. And this year, we are on track to receive $3 million. So that's what she's referring to as that the district's now starting to grow and really develop some increment. If you recall, in our first year, we received $98,000 for our first year increment. And then continuing on down, there's a new line item called the Rental of City Property. It's account 381. And we have now purchased the what's called the, I refer to as the Ludeman site. And we have passed out a schedule of the land contract for purchasing that site. So we purchased the Ludeman site for $2.3 million. And we paid $540,000 in upfront monies for doing some due diligence and the $500,000 down payment at closing. So we have a balance of $1.8 million. And we are agreed with Ludeman's that we would pay that over time at 3.9% interest rate. So this is kind of the schedule of paying off the Ludeman's property. And so when we get further into this year's budget, we will appropriate $504,000 to make the what I call the second installment, which is due January 1st, 2019. Continuing on down this page, since we purchased the Ludeman's property and there are tenants there, we are now, Bureau is now a landlord. And you'll see in the general fund budget, when we get to it, that we have some property management expenses because now as landlord, we have to do some property management. But we are receiving revenue. So we purchased this building in January. So we started receiving, I believe, rents starting about mid-January. We anticipate receiving about $46,000 this year for half a year and then about $95,000 in rental income for the next fiscal year. And off to the right is kind of a detailed explanation of the rents that are coming in from the various building sites that are make up the Ludeman's project or property. And then we have investment interest earnings and some miscellaneous revenues coming into the city. I do want to point down on the bottom of page 14 and the second column to the left, you'll see a line of credit proceeds from Bureau of $1,121,000. And that's kind of identified on the second page, the second sheet that I handed out. This is the line of credit that we have with KeyBank. It's a $19 million line of credit. And it's really intended to do two things. One, it was to help with the Bureau's redevelopment of the Westgate site. And so there was an incentive payment for the development of the Westgate property for $1,050,000 that we took down on the letter of credit. We also had to pay the issuance cost for the line of credit of $71,900. And then we also we received $1.8 million from the line of credit proceeds, drew down that to give the Bureau some funding that it could then purchase or repay the city's general fund for buying Metro out of the Westgate property at $1.8 million. And that was all authorized by the Bureau Board and the City Council. So we drew down $2.9 million on the line of credit. So our line of credit balance is at $16,078,000. And I want to keep it there. I don't want to use the line of credit for anything other than build that parking garage. And so in this revised budget that we have for this year and the proposed budget for next year, all the capital projects are going to be using the daylight loan payable from the city's general fund. And then the Bureau's general fund can use its cash reserve, cash sources to then repay the city's loaning of that funding. Okay. Any questions on the Bureau general fund on the revenue side? Flipping to the next pages, this is the Bureau general fund expenses side. So it's on pages 18 and 19. And these are just various line items that we have budgeted for the Bureau. One thing you'll see a new account called 480, about third down on the sheet on the left-hand side. That's the property tax expense. Since we now own property, the Ludeman site, and it is generating income. It's not tax exempt, even though we as a government entity own it. Since it is being used in the private market and is being rented to a private party, they will tax us on that. And so this is the estimated payment that we will be making this next year for the uses of the Ludeman's property. So that's a new type of expense that we have for this year. As Ms. Sweeney mentioned, we have $300,000 for the affordable housing program, $270,000 for the tenant improvement program. We have $150,000 for acquisition due diligence. This is what Ms. Petros uses to take a look at what is out there for acquisition, and we do our due diligence before we acquire any types of property. Continuing on down the page, we have a new line item, the property management expense account, and that's to help with administering the actual property management of Bureau now being a landlord. And then the next largest item is a $200,000 appropriation for the streetscape enhancement expense. I believe Ms. Tweedy and Ms. Petros, that's to do the crescent type of streetscape and landscaping that Bureau is going to be assisting with once that street is going to go through from a crescent going around the apartment complexes to do some streetscaping and landscaping. No, to ask questions now as we proceed.
Councilman Beatty.
Thank you. For the tenant improvement programs, looking kind of over the last few years, you know, we had in 2018 about 410,000, now we're at 270. We took a dip. Like, what did we take away and what did we add back? As you could kind of look over the years, our budgeted amount and then what we're proposing and recommending, it's quite a spread. So what did we lose and then what did we gain?
I can address a little bit of that. As you recall, the Bureau staff came to the Bureau Board, I believe it was in September and October of this year. We actually asked for an additional appropriation because we had such a robust application process and people really interested in the tenant improvement program that we actually put more money in the budget than what was originally adopted. In preparing for this year's budget, we decided to take a little bit more conservative. One, to conserve the Bureau's resources so that we can do the daylight loans for doing the cash funding of capital projects. So we made a conscious decision to kind of curtail back from this year's appropriations of $410,000 to $270,000, a little bit more of a realistic approach to the tenant improvement program. But it was a conscious decision to scale back so we could keep up our cash reserves to then use those cash reserves to fund the capital improvement program.
So do you think we'll see an ask in a few months for more money in this line item?
I'll refer to Ms. Tweedy but it will be depending on I'm guessing the applications we get back, and there were so many good applications this year that we did come back to the board for additional appropriation.
Yeah, I would also add that we're trying to be a bit more strategic in the resources that we have in this category. As you can see, they're labeled catalytic conversion improvement grant and new improvement grant. So the $100,000 line item is meant to spur a particular kind of new development activity. We're really targeting restaurants right now, as you know, and we have been talking to different property owners and potential businesses about a pretty significant grant in the event that they were to be willing to make a significant investment themselves in particularly the Old Town area. The $160,000 line item would be the general line item that would be open in a competitive process, and we would expect to make smaller TIs. The $100,000 is where we want to get that big bang.
I was hoping to see a larger amount in this line item, similar to my comments from last year.
Yeah.
I think this is an area that really is catalytic for our downtown, and I was hoping to see more.
Councilman Wade.
How long do we anticipate being a landlord for Ludeman's?
That is, we don't have a specific time frame for development of that property at this time, and there's a couple of reasons for it. Number one, the downtown design project will help to inform what some of our opportunities are, as well as what some of the needs might be from a code modification standpoint. We're doing some research into Beaverton right now to understand the implications of different redevelopment scenarios given the utilities that are embedded in the street today. And as you know, we continue to pursue some additional property acquisitions. So until we know exactly what the site area is that we have to work with, we're taking it a little bit slower in terms of putting together an RFP and a development program for that site.
I'm okay taking that part slow. I just worry about that. I mean, the board wasn't put together to be a landlord, and there are inherent risks with being a landlord. And the financial side, it looks like we're close. I mean, we're doing okay, but we have a lot of extra expenses that we weren't designed to handle because of this. And I know, you know, there's going to be a period where I think it's appropriate that we manage those properties till the places can find other offices to locate to. But I wouldn't like to see this as an indefinite or of a. I don't think this is a practice that I think we should be doing as a board for the long term of the plan.
Mr. Cohen.
So let me follow up on that. I'm having trouble finding all the places that you're spending money on that property. You've got property management, you've got property taxes, you've got insurance, you've got, there's a whole list of things that are hard to add up in my head right now, and then there's some income. Is it even a break even, or is it a slightly profitable? Is it worth doing with the risk associated with it?
Well, I think I'll let Patrick answer that financially, and then I'll talk about it from our redevelopment goals.
Financially, we don't know what all the property management costs are, because we just have inherited the property, is to see what is going forward. My anticipation is that we will be nowhere spending the $150,000 for the management, but we put enough appropriation that if we did have some unforeseen things come through, that we could actually have the appropriation to do it, to actually spend it on the property management. I don't know if Tyler or Cadence have any other information on the.
Thank you, Cadence Petros. We are very much interested in one of the core fundamental obligations of BIRA, which is to alleviate blight. And so one of our concerns is to make sure that when we purchase property in the area, that we make sure that that property is spruced up a little bit. And there's a balance point, because if it's a redevelopment property, you don't want to invest too much into it because it's inevitably going to be redeveloped. At the same time, we want to make sure that the properties remain as active as possible. So in the case of the Ludeman site, we needed to do some immediate cleanup. So we demolished some of the almost falling down structures, but there are some structures that have remaining useful life, and having them inhabited by ongoing concerns is one way to make sure that those areas remain vital while we are figuring out what we're going to do next. And part of what we're going to do next is trying to figure out how large of an assemblage we're going to be able to accomplish in the short term. Part of the property management expense that is included in this year's budget is some interim enhancements in the form of temporary public art. So if you've been by the Milliken face of the Ludeman site, there is now permanent fencing there. And right now it just looks into a semi-unattractive pit. And there, for lack of a more sophisticated term, and that's better than what was there before, but there are opportunities to provide some masking on that fencing that could enliven the area, enhance the pedestrian experience, and then in the longer term, maybe we could recycle those components. We have our public arts manager who has some really creative ideas about how that could be used long term and recycled. So some of the expenses that we anticipate are not just direct fix the windows kinds of pieces or pay property taxes, but what are the little things that we might be able to do to enhance the area in the short term while we prepare for the longer term redevelopment?
I would add that we inherited some tenants when we did the Ludeman's acquisition last year, and those tenants were keenly interested in staying, so we felt that it was not only good for their business, but also good to keep the buildings activated until we had a more permanent strategy for moving forward.
Councilor Mark, I think.
Oh, very formal.
I guess maybe this is something we should talk about at BURAT, and maybe URAT can help with the policy development of it, which is, you know, do we want to put a time limit on when we purchase a piece of property? How long will we hold it? I was hoping your response would be, oh yeah, it's going to be 2 to 3 years, and then, okay, I could live with that. But having it open-ended without any kind of policy behind it on what we're doing, I'm just not real comfortable with it, because I don't want the Bureau Board to become a landlord. Mm-hmm. So maybe something we can start discussing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. The point well taken, and I can assure you we're chomping at the bit as well to try to make something happen. And we will. We'll be back specifically to talk about that property in the coming months.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, continuing on the page 20 and 21, this is the last pages of the Bureau Debt, Bureau General Fund expense side. We have an account 801, which is just transfers to the city's general fund for overhead allocations, and those overhead allocations are explained on the left-hand side of the page. The right-hand side of the page. I do want to mention that the city does not charge the Bureau for any of the time of this staff table here, except for a little bit of Tyler and Cadence, but my time, the city attorney's time, Dave's time, Ms. Tweedy's time is all given to the Bureau. So this really is just only for direct support of the activities for both Cadence and Tyler, and then for the parking manager. And then the last item on this particular page is account 839, which is transfers to the Bureau Debt Service Fund. And these are the daylight loans that we have used in the past. So in the past, 2 years ago, we had a $510,000 daylight loan that was paid to the city's general fund. The same in 2017, $214,000. And you can see that under the revised estimate, the proposed is going up significantly to 1.3 and 1.1. And that's because instead of drawing down the line of credit, we are now going to be doing the internal financing. And so this is the transfer that the Bureau General Fund makes to the Debt Service Fund of Bureau, then the Debt Service Fund can then repay the city's general fund. With that, at the very end of the day, projected for next fiscal year, we'll have about $4.4 million in the reserves of our contingency of the Bureau General Fund. And that's the Bureau General Fund in total. Any questions more on the Bureau General Fund? If not, we'll flip the page and we'll start with the Capital Projects Fund. And so on this first page, 22 and 23, if you focus your attention on the 2018 budgeted column, which is the third column on the top, coming down, you'll see the line of credit proceeds. We are planning to draw down $6.2 million on line of credit. And you can see that under estimated and proposed, we have nothing. So we are going to not draw down that $6.2 million worth of line of credit. Instead, the funding coming in for the projects are now under the loans from the city of Beaverton for $1.164 million this revised estimate year and $1 million for next year. And the descriptions of each of those daylight loans, what they're used for, is explained on the right-hand side of the page. So the really only two projects that we have in Bureau. One is the parking garage. It's on page 24 and 25. So we are planning to spend $612,000 this year. We had planned to spend 4.6, thinking that we would start construction, but we are not starting construction. So we have $612,000 budgeted this year and $250,000 budgeted next year. Again, that's just to get us to the construction design document phase for all of the architects, so that it's ready to go, ready to go when the Beaverton Center for Performing Arts has its funding in place to start on that construction program. Any questions on the parking garage on lot two? The next page is the Bureau Land Acquisition Program. And basically what this is, this particular program is doing is mainly one thing is to purchase the Ludeman's property. So the $552,000 payment that was made this year was to acquire the Ludeman's property. And the budgetary appropriation for next year is, again, the $504,000 for our second annual payment on that long on that purchase contract. And then we have a $250,000 appropriation for any land that might become available during the year that we could use these that resource to purchase any particular land coming up. And if some land does come up in the future, the Bureau, as a Bureau board, can meet and move more money from the authorized additional loans from the city's general fund coming into this to acquire more property, and then the Bureau general fund can transfer money to the debt service fund and then repay the city's general fund. So we're not locked into just having this $250,000. It's just a placeholder for now. If something does come up this next year that's attractive to the Bureau board and is brought forward by the staff, that we would have the ability to make an adjustment to the budget at that time. So the next page is the Bureau Debt Service Fund, and it has just basically two things. We have monies coming in from the loan from the general fund, again, coming in at $1,300,000 for this year and $1,170,000 for next year. So that's where money's coming in from the Bureau General Fund to repay the debt. And if you turn the page, there's two types of repayment. There's a payment on what we call the line of credit interest. So we have drawn down $2.1 million of the line of credit. And we have also, we have the unused portion. And our line of credit works out. We pay 1.9% over what's called a LIBOR rate for the used portion of, or the amount that we have drawn down. And since KeyBank has this reserve sitting aside for us, they charge us the reserve to have that ability to draw down on a line of credit at any time. And we pay 25 basis points, which 25 basis points is basically 0.25% of interest. And so until we draw down on the line of credit completely, we will still have that unused portion of the line of credit that we'll be paying KeyBank. And the idea is that once we build the parking garage and have drawn down the line of credit, that line of credit would then be bundled in with what would be a future bond sale instrument, where we'd actually go to the bond market and issue urban redevelopment bonds and pay back the KeyBank line of credit in addition to any additional costs for building the parking garage. And then the next line on that page is the repayment to the city of Beaverton for the short-term loans that we will be using to cash fund the projects for both this fiscal year and next fiscal year. With that, Mr. Chair, that's kind of a brief overview of the budget. Again, it's a little bit less than what we had budgeted for this year. Based on the fact that we thought that we'd be building the parking garage at this time, and now that's going to be delayed until we have the funding for the Beaverton Performing Arts Center lined up, we'll be in a holding pattern. Okay. Pardon me? Correct. The foundation.
Any comments, thoughts, relevant or not? Quiet room tonight. We will now entertain a motion to approve the proposed fiscal year budget 2018 to 2019 as submitted.
I so
move. I have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. In discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Motion carries unanimously. There's been moved and seconded. I think that's it. Calls for discussion or any other discussion or amendments. If none, then we're done. We're turning to normal agenda.
returning to the normal agenda of Borough. If there's no other business, we are adjourned.
Just stay here, Leslie.